Chapter 6. Gland Gas. It's just that simple. A possum can lift her tail and release foul air, and it gives her a better chance to survive when in danger. Playing dead is one thing, but smelling dead is another. It adds a whole other layer to a possum performance. The gland gas is a special effect, and a special effect can enhance even a very dull act. All of the A babies now want to work every waking moment on their acting techniques. So for the next few days, the possums spend as much time as possible performing tense and scary scenes. And for the first time, Apple Blossom excels. It turns out that being the easiest to frighten can come in handy. Once her brothers and sisters see how fun it is to make Apple Blossom go numb, they all want to be part of her show. On 7 different occasions, Apple Blossom collapses to the ground, arms stiff to the night sky. She is terrific at fainting and releasing an awful smell, because to her, it's all real. Mama watches and is very proud. All of you should observe Apple Blossom's technique. You will see that she is free and bold in her performing choices. She doesn't hold back. Great acting involves preparation and then an authentic response. Angie raises her hand. Could Apple Blossom explain her process? Could she give us pointers? Apple Blossom's face grows hot with embarrassment. I really can't say how I'm doing it. I keel over because I'm completely in the moment. Mama Possum gushes with excitement. That's how good you are. Actors find a way to be open to the world. They channel emotion. Keep your eye on your little sister. She's going places. A week later, Mama Possum has a new lesson planned for her babies. After waking them, she feeds the group a good breakfast consisting of 8 snails, 2 in broken shells, 3 worms, still alive, a variety of seeds purloined from a bird feeder, and a pile of mushy coffee grounds, good for digestion, trapped in a hardened paper filter. She insists that they take turns and everyone get part of the prize, and then she makes an announcement. There are car paths all around us. I navigate these areas all the time. And tonight, you will take the stage and cross, one by one, alone. Apple Blossom raises her hand. What if we don't think we're ready yet? Mama Possum's nose twitches. You're ready. Apple Blossom is anxious. But Mama Possum turns back to the group. Even if you aren't ready, act ready. Each of you will take a turn. Stage fright can be overcome. Fake it until you make it, possums. Apple Blossom can't stop herself. She whispers to Antonio, I'm never crossing. Mama Possum hears her. You already have, many times. But you were in my pouch and didn't know what was happening. So it's true to say that you have all done this before. Antonio feels it necessary to add, yes, but not by ourselves. Mama Possum tries to be patient. I remember the first time I crossed a car path. I was very afraid, but I did it, and you can do it. The most important thing about crossing is timing. Amlet tries to be the bravest performer and shouts out, I will make the first entrance. I'm not afraid of stepping out into a car path. But instead of being pleased, Mama Possum looks angry. No, Amlet, you must be afraid, and for a very, very, very good reason. A car is too large and too powerful for any possum to ever challenge. Playing dead doesn't work for these monsters. They run right over dead things. They even slam straight into each other. Amlet's nose twitches, and his eyes slide off into the distance. His chest isn't as puffy as before. If he's acting hurt, he's doing a good job. Mama Possum raises her tail and commands, form a line. Angie shouts with her trademark excitement, a chorus line? Mama Possum shakes her head. Not this time, Angie. Apple Blossom moves to the back of the group as they assemble. Antonio takes the first place right in front of her. Amlet stays in the front. After a lot of pushing and shoving, they manage to find some kind of order. Overhead, a full moon suddenly pokes through the snow, up through the clouds. It's so bright that Apple Blossom can see her shadow, and it's shaking. Mama Possum glances up at the sky and mutters to herself, "Too much moon." But a moment later, her eyes settle on the wide cement path. No cars can be heard, so Mama heads out into the open. She stops in the middle of the path and then rises up so she's balancing on her back legs. "The show must go on. Now one at a time. Look both ways before you cross. Amlet, you want to be first? Take the stage when you're ready." Apple Blossom is too nervous to watch, so she turns her head and stares up into the night sky. Amlet doesn't prepare. He doesn't center himself. He doesn't do a single breathing exercise or even look both ways. He just starts running. His whole body wiggles as he scrambles out into the wide cement path. He's halfway across when Apple Blossom screams, "No, Amlet, watch out!" All of the babies, except for Amlet, look up to see a shape in the sky. It's large and has wings and is headed right for Amlet. Angie and Alberta and Ajax and Abdul and Alan and Alphonse and Augusta and Alejandro and Elisa and Atticus dive into the ivy. Antonio and Apple Blossom hold hands and run into a drain pipe. But Amlet, intent on his performance, keeps moving. The moonlight reveals that the flying attacker's feet are bony with hooked sharp ends. Right before they sink into Amlet's spine, Mama throws herself on top of Amlet and he slams to the ground. The claws of the villain come down on the back of the full-size possum, not a lightweight baby. Mama lets out a single awful scream and the flapping maniac lifts his head and releases. All is not lost.